Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What up, peas? Silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes a silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. I have no idea what's going on with my voice right now. I've got like this Barry White meets Valley Girl kind of thing going on. It works for me. Okay, so if you missed last week's episode, Pornhub might be exposing our secrets. Yeah, that's the title. We definitely discussed a little porn, a little elder abuse, i.e. the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. Some new info about AOL, America Online. Yep. If you are a millennial or older, you know exactly what the fuck that is. That and so much more. So if you missed it, it's up and waiting for you. Don't worry. This week is going to be our Thanksgiving episode. Now, I understand my podcast episodes come out on Friday. So if you're listening to this, Thanksgiving was most likely yesterday. I gotcha. Okay. Who cares? I haven't had a chance to do my Thanksgiving shit yet. So sit down, shut your mouth, pour yourself a drink, roll yourself a blunt, and you listen to me talk about Thanksgiving. Damn it. I gotta be honest with you, there was almost no episode at all this week. So yeah, be happy for this. Because your girl is tired as fuck and didn't really get a lot of time off for the holiday like usually from my job. But no complaints, okay? I'm in the training phase of my job of learning how to do Katie's job. And Katie's job is pretty much everyone's job. So I got a lot to learn. But because she does so much, my goal is to learn some of it so that she can get a break here and there. And hopefully I can earn myself a nice little raise. So fingers crossed. That's what I've been doing for half of the holiday. Yay! Although this does mean I won't be getting off on vacation as much as everyone else. And as much as you guys have gotten used to. For the last year or so, but I gotta pay those dues, baby. I gotta pay those dues, and I want to come up in radio or in the podcasting world. I gotta learn some new stuff. I'm not happy about not getting to sleep in, because sleeping in for me is like 6 a.m. because usually I'm up by 4 a.m. every day. So yeah, I really like those days off. All right, let's get on back to it. Anywho, Thanksgiving stuff. Thanksgiving, the one day a year we all gather around a table to remind ourselves why we only do this once a year. It's a magical time when calories don't count and pants are apparently optional. Last year, Uncle Reggie decided to come downstairs in his boxers. He's in his 80s and doesn't give a damn about what people think anymore.
Listen now, my balls get overheated. Stay out of grown folks' business.
And, of course, everyone suddenly remembers they're deathly allergic to whatever you've been cooking since 6 a.m.
What you making?
Oh, I'm just whipping up some string bean casserole, some yams, mac and cheese, and...
I'm allergic to that.
To what? I just list several things. God damn it, you do this every year. But let's be honest, Thanksgiving isn't just about the food. It's about everything in between. It's only about the food if the food is horrible, because that's when everybody starts talking shit. But first you've got the early arrivals, The ones who show up 3 hours before dinner because they thought traffic was going to be bad.
Like, I know I'm early. Or I thought traffic was going to be crazy. Not a car on the road. Probably because of this blizzard.
Meanwhile, you're in sweatpants and frantically Googling how to save dry turkey. Then there's a parade of side dishes. You know, grandma's casserole that's 80% butter and 20% guilt. And cousin Mel's quinoa salad because, well, she's vegan now.
I'm allergic to that too.
And let's not forget the family drama, Thanksgiving's number one side dish. It's like a reality show, but with mac and cheese. Aunt Viv is arguing about politics.
Well, who did you vote for? And it better had not been the candidate that I hate.
Uncle John had one too many drinks.
Did you know that if you hold your breath, you can't breathe?
And your cousin is still bringing up the time you forgot to call her on her birthday in 2014. But hey, Thanksgiving isn't perfect. It was never meant to be, but that's not what the holidays are about. It's messy, loud, and a little burnt around the edges. Just like the rolls my best friend forgot in the oven.
Do you guys smell that? Smells like something's burning. Damn it, Jeff, the oven's on fire again.
But somehow, amidst the chaos, the carbs, and the passive-aggressive comments, it works. Because at the end of the day, we're all just trying to figure out how to microwave leftovers without drying them out. So pour yourself another glass of wine in a stereotypical black household, maybe some Henny. Or maybe some sparkling cider. No judgment if you don't drink. Let's dive into this delicious disaster we call Thanksgiving. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episode you're listening to. So leave those comments down below. Let's go ahead and get to our POC excellence segment right here on the best podcast that you probably just heard of today, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's time for the POC Excellence segment. This week's POC is brought to us by one of you guys, one of the listeners, Demaje. What's going on, girlfriend? So Demaje has been a loyal supporter of all the content I create, from my TikTok videos to my YouTube channels to here, the podcast. She follows me in all my socials. Very kind, very loyal, and really funny. So shout out to you, Demaje. I really, really, really appreciate you. And thank you so much for this POC segment for this week. So we're going to talk about Miss Deja Taylor. She is our POC of the week. And that, I know that sounds weird, but damn it, I want to shout out this young lady. This one is coming from at mindset.therapy, their Instagram page. So Deja Taylor is 17 years old from Iowa City. She develops color-changing sutures to detect surgical infections. 17 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. I feel like a grown-ass, middle-aged white woman figured out pretty litter. Okay, that's if you have a cat, then you know the pretty litter is that stuff. It's the litter that your cat pees on. It changes color to let you know if something is wrong with your cat, like medically, right? That shit is expensive as shit. I can't really afford it. When I had Sammy, I wish I could have. But this 17-year-old has developed color-changing sutures to detect surgical infections. That is fire. Now, if you've ever had surgery before, you kind of get why this is kind of a big deal. Luckily for me, I didn't have any infections during my surgery. But if this is a thing, I would have wanted it in my surgical suite. I know that's for damn sure. So anyways, Deja utilized beet juice with shifts from bright red to dark purple at pH levels indicative of infection. So this is to dye a cotton polyester blend suture. So this innovation offers an affordable, accessible method for early infection detection, especially in developing countries where traditional monitoring might be a little limited. Deja's work has earned her recognition as a finalist in the Regeneron Science Talent Search. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure there is way more to Deja Taylor than I have just shared with you today. So feel free to look her up, Google her. If she has social medias or an email, send her some positive affirmations, because this young black girl has got a beautiful, busy, and chaotic future ahead of her. And good luck to her and all these other wonderful people of color who are kicking ass. And I hate to say this, but I really, really, really hope that none of these white folks steal your idea and whitewash history. So just please, all of y'all get some attorneys and some contracts and sign some shit. Congratulations to Miss Deja Taylor, and not just to her, but to everyone in the medical community, whether you're a patient, doctor, nurse, or whatever. This could be a big deal. No, it is a big deal. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, let's talk about the one thing we all low-key enjoy around the holidays: family drama. Drama. We have all been a part of it or witnessed it, especially around the holidays. But drama is awesome when it's not yours. So let's dive into other people's business. Oh, I love doing that and not feeling guilty about it. It's a good time. So our first family drama that we have to pick, that we have to take a listen to, is this one. I got it from Reddit. It says here, got into a verbal fight with my grandma because she wants grandkids and tried to ship me with my second cousin. Last time we met, I was 8. Tried to tell her she was making her and I uncomfortable with her creepy remarks. You two would just make beautiful children. And then it spiraled into implying I was gay because I wasn't into my cousin. Oh, that's just beautiful. Yeah, you got to be gay because you're not into incest. That's the only other option there that's available for you there. My God, grandmas, mind your business. I understand. Moms too, fathers too, everybody, mind your fucking business. I understand that us chronically single people seem to bother all of you, but leave us alone. Some of us are miserable and we're happy in our misery. Leave us alone. And honestly, I would rather be alone than someone try to hook me up with my family member. Good Lord, that's disgusting. My God. Let's go on to our next one here. Plumbing went haywire with water shooting out of the toilets. A very nice plumber came and found a blockage. It was a condom. For a variety of reasons, it can't be anyone who is here visiting, and the house has been empty all summer as my father has been quite ill. So we are all trying to figure out who was using his house as a secret sex den and who was also stupid enough to flush condoms down the toilet. Yo, I can imagine the murmurs at that particular Thanksgiving dinner. Somebody was fucking. I'm sorry, can you pass me the yams? I love that. Okay, look, I understand that sometimes, especially if you're younger, like in your late teens or early 20s, you may not have your own place and you're looking for like a little sex dungeon. Okay, maybe don't use your parents' house for that if you can help it. Also, PSA, don't flush condoms down the toilet. That's just throw them away. If you're worried about somebody coming across them and they're finding out that you're having sex with stuff, I don't know, man. Just take it to a dumpster at McDonald's and toss it there. I don't know what to tell you. There are so many better options than flushing them down the toilet. And see, that right there makes me think that might have been like either teenage sexual behavior was going on or a man was stupid. I think those are the only two options that we have. I know I got about 3 male listeners and I just lost one of you. Sorry about that. Let's move on to the next one. All right, so this one is, am I the asshole for calling my daughter-in-law a bitch and taking the whole family to my place for Thanksgiving? I haven't even completely gotten into this one yet, and I already feel like she might be an asshole. But she said daughter-in-law, and stereotypically, it's the mother-in-laws who are assholes, usually. So let's see where this is headed. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I have a broken leg and use crutches. Now my daughter-in-law is supposed to host this year. For some background, we don't get along all that well. Personally, she annoys me due to her blowing things up for no reason. Wait, what? I'm about to say, does that mean she's like she's like into fire? What does that mean? She probably means like dramatics, my bad. She is a drama queen. Any small slight towards her will make her go on and on. Okay, great. I was right. She's not an explosive expert. She's just a drama queen. Cool. For example, I got her the wrong size of jeans one year, and I have heard about it for ages. I was one size off, and she took it that I was calling her fat. I wasn't. That's why I kept the receipt with the gift in case it didn't fit. And I even asked her son her size so I would be close. Pause. First of all, that was your first mistake. Grown-ass men don't know the size of the women in their lives, let alone their children. So that was your first mistake. Oh my God, unpause. I have more, but I think that example makes the point. They own two properties, a house in the suburbs and a mountain cabin. I got a text a few days ago asking me to bring my homemade pie. I told her I can't really cook due to my leg and I can bring a pre-made one. That wasn't good enough, and we got into a text argument until she told me it was fine. Soon after, she informed the family group chat that Thanksgiving will be at the mountain cabin. I can't get up there. It's not crutches safe at all. I sent the argument we had about the pie and call her a petty bitch for trying to exclude me from Thanksgiving. This caused a huge argument, and the whole family is coming to my house tomorrow. My daughter will cook, and I'm still getting calls and texts for stealing the family for Thanksgiving. First of all, I say she's not the a-hole, and it looks like all of the everyone who voted on Reddit agrees. She's not the a-hole because it's not like the daughter-in-law did not know that her mother-in-law's leg was broken. I'm pretty sure her husband mentioned it. Hey, I just want to let you know my mom's leg is broken, so try not to be a bitch to her. It's probably what he should have said. I don't know. But if you are allowing your wife to talk shit to your mother or vice versa, I don't know what to tell you, bro. You got to really tighten up shit in your household, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying? The woman who gave you life versus the woman who gives you head. I don't know. I don't know which one is more important. I do know I could not marry someone who disrespected my parents. I do know that. Yeah, good luck to them. I don't know what to tell you. Again, I do not think she's the asshole. The daughter-in-law sounds like a complete bitch and a half. And her own son sounds like a huge pussy. I think she needs to get a new son and let that guy marry somebody better. That's what we've learned from this. Let's just interchange family members. If you don't like one, just go out and get you a new one. Add to cart. Beep, bop, blorp. There you go. I enjoyed these. All right, so what's your favorite main course for Thanksgiving dinner? Next up, we're going to talk about that on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I decided to use ChatGPT to settle the debate of which main course for Thanksgiving is best. So the prompt that I used was, create a funny argument between two competitive eaters fighting over which meat is the better main course for Thanksgiving, turkey or ham. So let's go ahead and set the scene and have some fun here. Two competitive eaters, Doug, the drumstick destroyer, and Hank, the ham hammer, are sitting at a Thanksgiving dinner table, staring each other down, plates piled high with turkey and ham surround them. Doug, gesturing dramatically with a turkey leg. Listen, Hank, turkey is the Thanksgiving meat, okay? That's the one. It is the Thanksgiving meat. It's tradition.
Pilgrims didn't sit around roasting a ham, buddy. Okay? They were all about that turkey life. It's lean, versatile, and has that crispy skin that makes you believe in miracles. Hank, snorting, holding up a honey-glazed ham slice.
Tradition? Please. You know what else is a tradition? Being dry as dust. Turkey needs gravy just to make it edible. Ham? Juicy. Flavorful. Self-saucing. It's like the Beyoncé of holiday meats. And it's got the star power and the sizzle.
Self-saucing? You mean dripping with diabetes? That glaze is sugar masquerading as dinner. Turkey's natural flavor is so good, it doesn't need a sugary costume. And don't even start on ham's inferiority as a sandwich leftover. Cold ham is just sad.
Sad? Cold ham is the MVP of leftovers. It's sweet, salty, and perfect on a biscuit. What does turkey give you the next day? Deli vibes at best, dog food at worst. Face it, Doug, turkey is the original meatloaf. Boring and overrated.
Overrated? I'll have you know that turkey is the centerpiece of the table. Everyone gathers around it, carves it up, and bonds. What does ham get? A side glance at the buffet? Turkey is Thanksgiving ham. Ham's just the backup dancer.
Backup dancer? I'll have you know, ham brings people together. It's the only meat that's equally welcome at Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. Ham's like the cool uncle who's always invited to the party, while turkey is that one cousin you tolerate once a year out of obligation.
So now ham's a party animal. Okay. You know what happens when people eat ham? They get heartburn and regrets. Turkey is wholesome, filling, and it doesn't leave you wondering why you need a bottle of Tums at the end of the night.
Heartburn? You mean flavor overload? Ham's the life of the party. Turkey's the guest who falls asleep on the couch before dessert.
I'll have you know, turkey's dignified. Ham's just a show-off, sitting there all glazed and shiny, acting like it's better than it is. It's the reality star of meats. Flashy, but no substance.
And turkey's the C-SPAN of meats. Dry, boring, and nobody's paying attention unless they have to.
At this point, DJ Hey Cousin enters with a plate piled high with both ham and turkey. DJ Hey Cousin begins to speak with a full mouth.
Hey, y'all are wild. Why fight when the answer is obvious?
You eat both, bruh. Twice as much meat and twice as much happiness.
Now pass the gravy and the mustard.
And let's feast.
Fair point. They clink drumsticks and ham slices like they're toasting, and the table erupts into laughter. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's I'm definitely hungry for Thanksgiving food. I know that at the time that you've listened to this, you've probably overdid it on the Thanksgiving food. And because it's not Thanksgiving yet for me, I can't wait to overdo it and then complain later that I overdid it. That's what I'm looking forward to. the right to complain. Professionally silly life rules, guys. So shout out to the listeners, because you guys are what? Fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you're using. And do me a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review on the platforms that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if this is your first time listening, go ahead and come on back. Join in on the silly and binge episodes that you haven't heard yet. And the episodes, I believe, do stand the test of time. So you don't necessarily need to listen to them in order for you to understand the hilarity of them. So just go ahead, click one, listen, enjoy yourself. And I would love it if you can share this podcast with a friend. That will be awesome. Help me grow the Pea Silly family. And I know yesterday there was no bonus episode. I'm sorry. Listen, it's the Thanksgiving holidays. I am putting up so much content and doing most of the work alone. So I get tired sometimes and I needed a little break. So there was no YouTube video this past Monday and there was no mini-sode for this podcast this week. But beginning of next year, we will be getting back to how things are going, because I just want to make sure that I'm enjoying the holidays as well and not just working. So I'm trying to live a little life. I'm trying my best. Make sure to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and, of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Listener submissions, you can send those in. We'll read them and share your silliest stories, jokes, life mishaps, and we'll feature them on the show. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. All that information, including my Google Voice number, my link tree that includes all of my most used social media platforms, you can find that all down below in the show notes. And my P.O. Box is in the show notes as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, I'm your audible boot thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope at this point you have already went ahead and loosened up those belt buckles and zippers and just let that Thanksgiving gut rest. Let it lay. Let it free. I know I will. And I'll leave you with this. Why do people say tuna fish, but they don't say chicken bird? Huh. Just random ass thought that attacked my brain cells that I shared with you. Anyway, until next time you decide to tune in, Pea Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana! That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.